State Police Intelligence Operative Murdered in Mexican Border City. By Cartel Chronicles on March 10, 2024. Authorities in the Mexican state of Tamaulipas are investigating the murder of a man in Reynosa, which at first glance appeared to have been one of many common murders in the city. A deeper investigation revealed the victim was an intelligence operative who worked for state authorities specializing in wiretaps and tracking targets. The murder occurred last week in the Longoria neighborhood in Reynosa. Authorities found the victim, 29-year-old Jesus Gaspar Cisneros, inside a 2023 Nissan March with Tamaulipas license plates. Law enforcement information shared with Breitbart Texas revealed that Cisneros had been shot once in the head with a 9mm weapon and that his body had both entry and exit wounds. At the crime scene, authorities found an ID card from the Tamaulipas Public Security Secretariat, even though the victim was not a police officer. Law enforcement sources revealed that he was an outside contractor who would answer to top officials and provide intelligence services through various computer, surveillance, and tracking systems. Cisneros worked with a special forces unit of the Tamaulipas State Police during a prior government administration. When the leadership changed, he went to work with the Tamaulipas Attorney General's office in their investigations wing. The victim's specialty was tapping the phones of drug bosses operating in the state to listen into their calls. He also tracked their location. However, the task was dangerous since he also had to worry about the widespread corruption within the Tamaulipas law enforcement apparatus. As Breitbart Texas reported, criminal organizations like the Gulf Cartel and the Cartel del Noreste faction of Los Zetas have not only been able to recruit their share of corrupt law enforcement officials, but there is a long history of drug cartels working with the current Tamaulipas governor and prior administrations. Editor's note: Breitbart Texas traveled to Mexico City and the states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf Cartel and Los Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and their original Spanish. This article was written by Francisco Morales and JC Sanchez from Tamaulipas.